This is Press TV's Top 5. Thanks very much for joining us. Syria's ambassador to the UN has condemned the U.S.-led coalition for carrying out deadly airstrikes in the war-battered country. Bashar Jaafari made the comment while addressing the UN Security Council.
The Syrian government fully rejects the disregard by the authors of the report to refer to the impact of the so-called international coalition. This coalition, which has claimed the lives of hundreds of civilians and members of the Syrian forces who are fighting ISIL. The coalition has committed two new massacres yesterday, which claimed the lives of 29 civilians and injured dozens, including women and children, in the villages of Shafa and Dhahr al-Luni in eastern Deir Zor.
Jaafari said the coalition is killing those who do not host terror groups in Syria. The Syrian diplomat called on the Security Council to dismantle what he described as the illegitimate U.S.-led coalition. Touching on the situation in eastern Ghouta, Jaafari noted that Saudi Arabia has been funding and arming terror groups. He said the terrorists use civilians as human shields and prevent the delivery of humanitarian aid to people besieged on the eastern fringes of the capital, Damascus. Jaafari said the terrorists are preparing a large-scale chemical attack to level yet another accusation on Damascus.
Information available to the Syrian government points to the fact that terrorists are currently preparing for a chemical weapon using the substance of chlorine at a large scale and to accuse the Syrian army of using these weapons. These terrorists have clear instructions from Turkish and foreign intelligence to fabricate this chemical weapon before the 13th of March of this year.
Jaafari added that three trucks coming from Turkey were found delivering chemical weapons to the terrorists in Syria. He dismissed reports that Damascus possesses chemical weapons. Jaafari once again reminded the fact that the country's chemical weapons stockpiles were destroyed under the supervision of the UN and the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. Joining us live now from Ontario is Mr. Edward Corrigan, who is an international human rights lawyer, and he's joining us live now via Skype. Mr. Corrigan, what do you make of this hypocrisy, really, when it comes to the state of civilians in eastern Ghouta?
Well, the Americans just killed nearly 30 civilians in their bombing attacks. I guess it's crocodile tears. They're concerned about the death of civilians in eastern Ghouta, which is occupied. They're essentially held hostage by the Al-Qaeda group and Al-Nusra Front and the other their Islamic allies. So it is hypocritical. The Americans have killed many thousands of people in Syria and also in Iraq, and they've been basically held unaccountable. So people that the Americans kill, that's fine, but if somebody kills civilians, especially the Syrian government, then this is a horrific crime that we have to do something about. Now, but holding of hostages is something that the Islamic groups have done in the past. When they're under siege, like in Aleppo, they did the same thing. They prevented the entry of humanitarian aid, food, and other stuff. And of course, they prevented the exodus of civilians because they want to hold them as human shields. So under the Russian auspices, they did have a five-hour truce. The Islamic rebels bombed the corridor so that nobody, not a single person, tried to escape from eastern Ghouta, which is really quite remarkable. But what's worse is that the rebels actually used it as an excuse to attack the Syrian soldiers, killed 70 Syrian soldiers, and also launched mortar attacks against Syrian placements in Damascus. Amazingly, the Syrians actually did not respond, so they held restraint. But now, of course, they're pounding eastern Ghouta. And under the terms of the negotiated agreement, the terrorist groups, which are the Islamic groups, which these are they're Al-Qaeda affiliated, Al-Nusra Front, even, you know, Islamic State under a different name, these are not actually covered under the truce. So the Russians have been trying to mediate, have done created a number of truces which have allowed the Islamic rebels to move out, saving civilian lives, but also, you know, having the Islamic rebels escape to mobilize and to organize their attacks on the Syrian government from other places. So it is hypocritical. I think it's over 300,000 people have been killed in the Syrian civil war. And this is not a civil war, actually. it is an organized attack by the Americans, the British, the French, funded by the Saudis, the Kuwaitis, which have actually, and the United Arab Emirates, and the Qataris at one time. But the Qataris have confirmed the involvement of all these parties, including Israel, in the attack in terms of either to remove Assad or destroy Syria, which they have actually more or less accomplished, and also to fragment the country. So you had the CIA supporting the Islamic rebels. You've got the Pentagon primarily supporting the Kurdish rebels. You've got Turkey playing a game that's really hard to predict. But when the West says, if there is a chemical attack, we're going to bomb the Assad government, okay? That's almost a guarantee that somebody's going to try to have a false flag operation in order to give them an excuse to bomb the government, especially when the Islamic rebels are losing. This is their last enclave near Damascus. But there's strange silence on the part of the West when these Islamic rebels have been, you know, shelling and firing rockets into Damascus itself, with the result that many civilians have been killed. And there's deafening silence on this topic.
All right, Mr. Corrigan, we'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate your insight.